أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. آل دا برادرز، الحمد للہ، وی ہیو بین کورنگ ان ایچ فرائیڈے خطبہ دوز سکس کیٹیگریز وچ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ مینشن ان قرآن، ہو ہی لوز، ہو ہی لائکس، اینڈ ہی کیپس دوز پیپل ایز اے فرینڈ، ہی کیپس ہز فرینڈشپ ود دیم. Those six categories we covered a couple of weeks ago. Those are following categories: Muhsineen, Tawwabeen, Mutatahireen, Muttaqeen, Mutawakkileen, and Muqsiteen. So we are, this is our objective to cover all these categories inshallah one by one, and we have covered two categories already, Muhsineen, and last Friday we have covered Tawwabin. Today inshallah is very important aspect of Islamic teachings. The category is Mutatahirin. Allah loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. It's amazing category. So inshallah we will talk about everything about Tahara, and we will see why it is important, and we will see Islam is the most hygienic religion on the face of this earth. So we will see so many features of Islam where he talks about Islam, it talks about how you keep your personal hygiene and how you keep yourself clean and why it is important. So we will start inshallah. So Tahara. So when Allah talk about Tahara in Quran, it covers both Tahara. Some places is specifically your body cleanness, and some places is cleanliness of your heart, purification of your heart, cleansing of your feelings. So what is Tahara? To be clean and to be purified. It includes both physical and spiritual cleansing. So that's one aspect we need to understand. Whenever Allah talk about Tahara in Quran, some places it covers both concept. Why we need to say clean your heart? From where? All those diseases of heart, like evil thinking, jealousy, pride, arrogance, ego. What are these things? These are the dirt of your feeling, your heart. So this is the same as you take shower and you take ghusl to clean your body. We have to clean our heart as well. So this is very important to understand. Tahara covers both cleansing, your physical cleansing and your spiritual cleansing. So first we will see importance of Tahara. So I will cover inshallah a few verses from Quran and some hadith inshallah. So first hadith is inna allaha jamilun yuhibbul jamal. It's a very famous hadith. Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty, meaning he loves the beauty is part of your, you know, whole physical appearance, how you look like, and it's the beauty of your heart. So Allah is jamil and he loves the beauty. So we need to understand, if we take extra time to groom ourselves a little bit. We don't need to waste too much time, but normal cleansing. And Islam ensures we are able to maintain through a system. You know, we have Salah and we have all this Friday Sunnah Ghusl. And so these are things we will cover, inshallah. So the first thing, Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. Now we will see from Quran, Allah's commandment. In Quran, Allah talk about, and you, the word which is used, same word, tahara. So look at it. وَثِيَابَكَ فَتَّهِرْ in Surah Muddassir, directly to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَثِيَابَكَ فَتَّهِرْ and cleanse your garments. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهَجُرْ and keep away from dirt. الرُّجْز in some tafsirs, it means idols. So if you see, Quran is, if you see our beliefs, you know, Islam is the religion of purification, and opposite of it, like, and our beliefs directly relates with our cleansing. So if you see, whenever Allah talk about dirt, it's also mentioned is shaitan. The dirt is from shaitan, and cleansing is our faith, our religion, our Islam, our beliefs. So it's very important to understand how our faith and beliefs relates with cleansing. So what Allah commands in Quran, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهَجُرْ. So this is very important. This is Allah's commandment. And also Allah mentions whenever we are in the state of impurity, take shower, take ghusl, do ghusl, فَطَهِّرُ. And the Quran explains all these matter detail, like the method of wudu. It's everything, step by step, is mentioned in the Quran and Hadith as well. So this is very important to understand. And another beautiful verse, ayah from Surah Ahzab, is إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَاهِرُكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. So the word tahara is used again and again to mention the importance of cleansing in the Quran. Because what we are covering today, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّبِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. So we are covering, Allah loves those who keep themselves clean. Mutatahirin. That's why we are talking about everything about tahara today. So this ayah says, Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanness from you, O people of the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to purify you, a thorough purification, thorough cleansing. What is the word? Yutahirakum tatahira. It used twice. Whenever you see in Quran the word used twice, it means emphasis. It is called absoluteness. So what? Look at it. Purify you, the thorough purification, tathira. So that's mentioned the emphasis of cleanness. So this is the second ayah which we cover. And there is another beautiful ayah in Surah Tawbah, which talk about the masjid, masjid al-Quba. Because there was a hypocrite, he built his masjid, and he invited Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform salah in that masjid. So Allah sent these verses and asked, do not go to that masjid and go to this masjid. What masjid? Let's see the translation of the mosque which was established for a pious purpose and before all other mosques is more virtuous for your prayer. In this mosque, this is the important part of this ayah. In this mosque, there are people who love to be purified. So this is the emphasis I want to cover from this ayah. In that masjid, Masjid al-Quba, believers. So Allah attributes the purification with the believers. So what is this? There are people who love to be purified. Allah loves those who purify themselves. You know, same in Quran, the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ is mentioned twice. We covered one, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. When Allah talk about cleansing of the women, you know, the menstruation period, that ayah is mentioned at that time, Surah Baqarah 222. The second time Allah mentioned in Surah Tawbah, ayah 108. So Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul mutatahirin. Allah talk about those believers who perform salah in that masjid, masjid of believers, and he attribute the tahara with believers. So what we understand from this, we understand that tahara is directly linked with our belief. And this is one of the attributes of believers. Fourth, the foundation of faith is cleanness, personal hygiene, and cleansing is from faith. So what is, you know, we in Urdu we say safai nifs iman. In Urdu we say safai nifs iman. So this is actually hadith. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. What is this hadith? At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Cleanliness is half of faith. So what is this? You know why it is, why this hadith explains our worships, you know, our salah is directly dependent upon our cleanliness. And salah is actually a major part of our deen, you know, five times of salah every day. So why this hadith says your cleanliness is half of your faith? Because if your salah is not accepted because your body was not clean, you did not have wudu, your place of worship was not clean, then your faith is actually not completed because your salah is not accepted. So that's important to understand this as well. And besides that, you know, the cleansing of our body is very important. So this is actually half of your faith is cleanliness. Look at the second hadith. So Sahih Bukhari, لا تقبل صلاة بغير طهور. There is no salah accepted without cleanliness, without cleansing, without purification, without wudu. مفتاح الصلاة الطهور. Look at another. The key to prayer is purification. So I explain the importance of cleanliness in our religion, and I explain why what Allah talk about in Quran about mutatahirin. And why it is important, Allah gives commandment. And now we will see what is the source of cleanliness. Like what is, you know, we all know water is the life. You know, the water is source of life. And we understand we drink water to survive. But in Quran, Allah also mentioned amazing important purpose of water. Look at this ayah. وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَاهِرَكُمْ لِيُطَاهِرَكُمْ. So Allah sends water from the sky over you to clean you. So this is actually ayah from when Allah talk about a battle of Badr, when Mumineen were a little morally down and they need to be clean as well because they had less water. So Allah sent water and Allah cleaned their bodies. Because of that rain, they were revived. Their thoughts, their heart was become strong. So that's very important ayah as well, which Allah mentioned about water is the source of cleansing. So as we understand now, the water and you know the cleanliness is part of faith. On the other side, the dirt and the filth and not cleanliness is actually part of disbelief and from shaitan. If you see everything, you know, whatever is filth is related with shaitan as well. So you need to understand that as well. And you know, Quran is pure and only pure can touch. So this is another important aspect. What is, you know, where Allah mentioned other purified things? Quran. You know, in Quran, the same word, fi sahufi mukarrama marfuatim mutahara. You know, Allah talk about mutatahirin. And Allah used the same word for Quran as well, mutahara. So if we need to understand the level of cleanliness in Islam is so high, because Allah used the same word for mutatahirin who cleans their body, and Allah used the same word for Quran, and Allah also mentioned la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. No one can touch it except the purified ones. So this is also very important to understand. The Quran is pure and only pure can touch the Quran. No shaitan has access to Quran as well. So now we will see how Islamic teachings teaches us to maintain personal hygiene and cleanliness from few small hadith and important items, and we will inshallah conclude here. So you know, look at this, the how is Islam maintained. So many places the ghusl is recommended. How many types of ghusl we know? Look at it. Ghusl of janaba, ghusl of, you know, for all women needs. Then we have ghusl for, you know, even when person die, he need to have a ghusl, ghusl mayyat. And those who touch mayyat, he need to take ghusl as well. And then we have so many other types of ghusl, like sunnah. Friday, we are advised to take ghusl. And Eidain. And all these things are important to understand, like Quran, Islam teaches us the lesson of purification. This is very important for us to teach this lesson to our youth as well. I want to emphasize on this part. Because this is very, very important to transfer this knowledge and this ethics to our youth. When our children grow up, when they become like youth, like 13, 14, we need to talk about all these pure things which are required to keep ourselves clean. It's very important. I just want to emphasize on it. For youth, it's very important. So we will see, like, wudu. Look at it. Wudu is a complete healthy therapy of cleanliness. And we are recommended to perform wudu for each salah if we are not with wudu. And wudu has A to Z. All steps are related to our cleanliness and directly related with health. You know, when you clean your hands, when you clean your nose, when you clean your ears, when you clean your face, everything, if you see, if you study wudu, it's all directly related with health, actually. And when you, even your feet, when you know, we need to do halal with your left hand. So that's, it will protect your feet with fungus. It's amazing. And no smells if we wash our feet every 5 times a day. So it's amazing. And the last hadith I will finish here. 10 things are from the sunnah. 10 things. It's amazing. When I knew about the 5 things of nature, fitrah. But I when I was doing my research, I found another hadith. It's from Sunan Nisa'i. So 10 things are from sunnah. Using the miswak, you know the concept of miswak. Clean your mouth. And then the second one, trimming the mustache. You know, mustache. We need to clean our, keep our mustache small so that they don't, you know, add filth in your food as well. And then rinsing the mouth. These are all from sunnah and fitrah. Rinsing the nose, sniffing your nose, letting the beard grow, trimming the nails. You know, it's another very important point, cleaning, trimming your nails. And don't forget to trim your nails of your feet. It's also very important. You know, sometimes we ignore that. And our nails grow, of our feet, nails grow, toes. So that's very important to pay attention on that. Rinsing mouth, no bad breath. Sniffing, okay, I mixed it up. Okay, so trimming the nails, plucking the armpit hairs, you know, the armpit hairs, and then shaving the pubic hairs. Look at the concept of Islam, and then the cleanliness in Islam is amazing. It ensures you are clean and pure. So very important, a very important hadith. And then washing once, you know, washing after using washroom. You know, when it's very important in this type of, you know, area of the world, because we don't have access in the washroom in public places. So it's very important to teach our youth as well and ourselves as well. So that I just want to highlight this one, like, because we are covering that Allah loves those who are purified. So that's actually the important. I tried to cover everything about Tahara. But if you see the books of Ahadith, pages and pages are covered with the Kitab al-Tahara. You know, Kitab al-Wazu, Kitab al-Tayammum, Kitab al-Ghusl, Kitab al-Hayz. Everything. So Quran and, you know, Hadith talk about too much about cleanliness. May Allah keep us clean and keep us tawfiq to stay clean. And whenever it is required, we should be very clean so that everybody loves love our appearance as well, and we Allah also loves us who are purified. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.